Hello, 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 hello. Pastor Mackenzie Cambizi coming your way. Progress on purpose, my friends. We are just excited that the Lord has brought us this far for us to do some powerful things together as we give each other this pick-me-up word, pick-me-up word. We're about to get into this pick-me-up word today. Please share this platform. Invite others to come. They will need this word. This word is powerful today. It's a pick-me-up word that I just want to share with you. I want to share with you this pick-me-up word. I'm going to be speaking on the subject, dreaming in dysfunction. Dreaming in dysfunction. I need to pick somebody up. I need to give somebody some motivation that they need and the encouragement that they need on their way to their destiny. So if you're there, my friend, and you say, listen, it is me, I need this, I want you to just but come this way so that the Lord can do some amazing things with us as we develop and do what God wants us to do. It's a pick-me-up word. I'm just, please invite somebody to come. Let them know we are on, he is on, he is ready, because I am ready. I'm ready for somebody's encouragement today. So if you're there, please come on in. As we get in, I'm going to speak on the subject, dreaming in dysfunction. You want to hear this. You really need this. If you are like me, if you have some forces against you or pushing against you when you want to do better, you, my friend, if you have got some dream killers in your life, you need to discover, how can I dream in dysfunction? I'm going to pray. Father, be with us. Give us the empowerment we need. May our faith find meaning through this preached word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Please invite others and let them know that we are on and we are about to just go into dreaming in dysfunction. I'm going to use the story of Joseph again as our canvas on which I'm going to draw some lessons that we need, those of us who do not come from unlikely places, who are in places that do not look like anything good can come out of it. Genesis chapter 37 from verse 1, it reads this way, my friends, it reads this way. It says, now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. Verse 2, this is the story, history of Jacob. Joseph, 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the young man was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Verse 3, now Israel, that's Jacob, loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a jacket of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. And you discover with Joseph that hatred became the theme of his life. I'm going to talk about dreaming in dysfunction. Joseph lived in an environment where the theme of that environment was hatred. In verse 4, it says the brothers, they hated him. In verse 5, the Bible says they hated him even more. In verse 8, the Bible says they hated him even more. And in verse 11, his brothers envied him. And not only was he in an environment where hate was special, hate was the drink and the food and the dessert of the family. It was such a dysfunctional family that the Bible says there were four wives in this family. There were two sisters, of which one of the sister was loved more than the other sister. And this is amazing. And the one who wasn't loved is the one who had more than the one who was loved. It was a dysfunctional family. The one who was loved the most, he gave birth and she died when she gave birth to her second son. And they were two sevens, who also contributed to this brood of children. It was a dysfunctional family that Joseph found himself in. It was a family full of chaos and full of confusion. On top of having four mothers and four sets of children coming from four women, the Bible says when Joseph went to work with his brothers, he brought a bad report to his father about them. And they hated him for being a Teletubby. And not only that, on top of that, the dysfunction doesn't end with the mothers being four. It doesn't end with a divided children block. It doesn't end with one of them being somebody who's told on his brothers. The Bible says the father had to put together a jacket of many colors for Joseph to just put more on top of the hate that was already there. And the Bible says he loved Joseph more than he loved his brothers. There was favoritism in this family. There was jealousy because of four women, four wives. There was favoritism. The father favored Joseph above his brothers, and there was a hatred. It was a family full of hate. Hate was everywhere, and hate is the theme of Joseph's life. And yet, in verse 5, the Bible says Joseph had a dream. Dreaming in dysfunction. My friends, here it is. Everything when you look at the story of Joseph, yes, it is a wonderful story. Yes, it is exciting when it ends. But when you look at where he had a dream in the midst of dysfunction. I want to talk to somebody who is out there who say, Pastor, I just wish my circumstances were right. Pastor, I just wish everything was adding up. I just wish I had support. I just wish they loved me. I just wish they supported me. Joseph had a dream in the most dysfunctional environment that any powerful dream could ever be birthed. Sometimes it is the environment. It is the worst scenarios that produces the best that God wants to accomplish through your life. And I want to talk to a dreamer who is looking at me. Pastor, you don't know. I'm in a third world country. We do not have employment. We do not have what they have in America. Pastor, I'm in America. But you don't understand, I'm a black person in America. I want you to understand, child of God, that Joseph had a dream in the midst of dysfunction. He had a dream in the midst of chaos. He had a dream in the midst of confusion. He had a dream in the midst of hatred. So I just want to talk to you today. I want to talk to you. Listen, Pastor, how dysfunctional are you? Serious that I can dream in a dysfunction? Yes, you can dream in any dysfunctional situation you find yourself. I've got some principles I want to share with you because I want you to progress on purpose. My friend, every one of us, it doesn't matter. We don't control the circumstance. We don't control the environment in which some of our dreams must literally be produced. Joseph had a dream in the midst of hatred, in the midst of favoritism, in the midst of jealousy, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of confusion, and Joseph had a dream. Pastor, how can I dream and sustain a dream in a dysfunction? Oh, God, I'm glad you came to this platform. Share with somebody because I'm going to drop some things that God dropped on me that's going to just change your life for the best. If they say to you, listen, you can dream in dysfunction. And let me show you a little bit. When they say to you, you are so dysfunctional that you cannot read, you better tell them, listen, you better show them Floyd Mayweather and Fantasia. When they say to you, hey, you are so dysfunctional, you are homeless, you better show them Tyler Perry and Tiffany Haddish. When they say to you, you can't get out of a dark place, you're so dysfunctional, you better show them Jennifer Hudson. If they say to you, there's nothing a drug addict can do, you better tell them I can dream like Samuel L. Jackson. When they say to you, listen, you have been molested, it's a dark place, it's a dysfunctional place, how can you dream when you've been molested? You better show them Oprah Winfrey. When they say to you, listen, there's nobody who can beat cancer, there's no way. It is dysfunctional. It is a painful place where you are. You are sick. You're about to die. Cancer is with you. Please show them Robin Roberts. When they say to you, listen, your life is over because you have corona. Your life is over because you're HIV positive. You better tell them I can dream in the dysfunction of HIV positiveness by showing them Magic Johnson. If they say to you, the odds are against you because you were adopted, you don't even know your father, you don't know your mother, you are not even raised by your own parents. If they tell you that you are from a dysfunction where you were adopted, you don't have your own father and mother, please help them and show them Nelson Mandela. When they say to you, you are not strong enough to persevere, you are in a dysfunctional place where you have no strength and you cannot do anything, please turn on your television and let them watch the Black Panther. Please show them Chadwick Boseman, who was struggling with cancer. Colon cancer was ravaging him, and yet he went and gave us the Black Panther. When they say to you, you are in such a dysfunctional place that, listen, you cannot leave the streets. You were born in the street. You were born in the ghetto. You cannot leave the ghetto. Please show them Jay-Z, the billionaire in the United States. When they say to you, listen, you have been cheated on, you have been crushed on, and your man is no good, please show them Beyonce, the queen. And if they say to you, your father is never around, your parents divorced, and your father was never around, you were raised by a mother who was struggling, you were raised by a single mother, your father was not there, please show them the king, LeBron James. And when they say to you, listen, mixed kids, kids from mixed marriages, they'll never fit in, they'll never be anything, your father was white or your mother was white and your father was black, and there's nothing good that's going to come from that dysfunction, please show them my president, Barack Obama. And when they say to you, you're too old and your time is up, please God heal him and help him, show them Tiger Woods. And when they say to you, you've given up on, you've lost the biggest opportunity of your life, those of you in the United States and those of you who can Google up some things, please introduce them to my girl, Stacey Abrams, who is in Georgia. She gave us the president, gave us the Senate, and literally she, because she lost the governorship. And when they come to you, my friends, and they say to you, listen, nobody can listen to you because you are a stutterer. Nobody can listen to you. How can you dream in the dysfunction of not having speech? How can you dream in an environment where you are a stutterer, you have speech impediment? Please show them Moses, my boy Moses in the Bible. He was a stutterer, and yet he became the first statesman that Israel ever had. And if they keep on bothering you that you can't speak right, please introduce them to my girl, Amanda Gorman, the black girl who spoke at the inauguration of President Biden, the black girl who spoke at the Super Bowl of the United States. And if they keep on bothering you, you don't speak well, you are a stutterer, please introduce them to my president, President Joe Biden, the stutterer. And if they come to you, lady of God, I'm about to preach and teach somebody something here. If they come to you and say, you are just a woman, you are powerless, the culture we are in is the culture of man, only man can be better, you are a woman, please, please, please stand up, ladies, and introduce them to my vice president, the very first black girl, chocolate as they come, the very first female vice president of the United States. So you can dream in a dysfunction. I don't know what your dysfunction is, but the Bible says Joseph had a dream in a dysfunction. Joseph had a dream in a family where there were four women married to one man. Joseph had a dream when he was in a family where chaos and confusion was the run-ins of the day. Joseph had a dream in a family where jealous was for breakfast and favoritism was for lunch and hatred was for supper. So here's the question now, my friends. Somebody may be asking the question, Pastor Kambizi, oh, what is it? How can I dream in a dysfunction? There are two principles that you need to solidly work with in your life in order for you to dream in a dysfunction. Number one, you must believe that God is persistently at work for the good of his people in the darkest of times and in the most unlikely of ways. If you are going to dream in dysfunction, if the odds are against you, or you thought they were against you, they can be for you. When you believe that God is persistently at work for the good of his people in the darkest of times and in the most unlikely of ways. Belief number one. The second belief you need to have in order for you to dream in dysfunction, my friend, you must believe, oh God, I love this one. Here it is. You must believe that both the Lord's promises to us and the Lord's purposes for us will be accomplished in and for us, whatever the circumstances of life. You better believe that both the Lord's promises to us and the Lord's purposes for us will be accomplished in us and for us, whatever the circumstances of life are. My friend, I want you to understand that you can dream in dysfunction. Child of God, look here, come close to me. You can dream in dysfunction. Pastor, you don't know I don't have the money. Well, it's not what you don't have. My friend, God will use what you, the little you got, because even in chaos and confusion, Joseph could have a dream. Why, Pastor, how can God do this? Here it is. If you believe that God is persistently at work and you believe that both the promises and the purposes of God will be accomplished no matter the circumstances of life, here it is, because here's what I've known, and I want you to know this too. In order for you to progress on purpose, you ready? God can accomplish his purposes even through the sins of others. Write that down. God can accomplish his purposes even through the sins of others. Please write that down. God can accomplish his purposes even through the sins of others. The brothers had the sin of hatred. The brothers had a sin of jealousy. The brothers had a sin of, the father had a sin of favoritism. It was not a blessing. It was not a strength. It was a sin. And I want you to understand that God can accomplish his purpose even through the sins of others. Sister Potiphar lied on Joseph, and God used the sin of Sister Potiphar to accomplish his purpose. His brothers sold him into slavery, and God used the sins of their hatred to put him over to where he was supposed to be. My friend, I want you to understand, sometimes it is the brokenness of the situation and environment where you are that separates you and isolates you, because I've discovered this. Write this thing down. When God gives you a dream in a dysfunction, it's going to give you a share of suffering. Every God-given dream will give you a share of suffering. You know, God is in it when suffering is with it. Oh, God. You know, God is in it when suffering is with it, because every God-given dream will come, will give you a share of suffering, because through suffering, we learn to be obedient. Through suffering, we learn to hang in and to trust in the Lord. And my friend, here it is, a God-given dream will always isolate you. When God gives you a dream, it's going to isolate you. Joseph had to be isolated. Isolated into the pit. Isolated to Egypt. Isolated into prison. Isolated. That God-given dream will always have isolation. Come over here, David. Yes, Pastor, what's up? God has a dream of you becoming a king, and he had to run for his life for 13 years. Come over here, Father Abraham. Yes, I'm coming. Well, the first thing that God said was, get out of your people. Go away from your country. Go away from those you need. Why? It was isolation. Whenever God gives you a dream, it's going to isolate you from the common, from the people you are used to, so that God can insulate you to preserve his purpose and his will for your life. Woo! I feel like preaching. Here it is. So here it is. God can accomplish his purpose even through the sins of others. If you are to dream in a dysfunction, you better stop talking about those who let you down. You better stop marketing those who did you wrong. Because I've learned in my life that God will accomplish his purpose even through the sins of others. Yes, it's true. Somebody hated you. Yes, it's true. Somebody was jealous of you. Yes, it's true. Somebody had confusion and chaos. Yes, it's true. Somebody had favoritism on you. Yes, it's true, black man, that somebody wants you to go down. But I've learned that God can accomplish his purposes even through the sins of others. Can I finish? All right, here it is. So what do you do? Dreaming in dysfunction. What do you do when others view your dreams differently? What do you do when others view your dreams funny? What do you do when others view your views with scorn? What do you do when others view your dreams with jealousy? What do you do when others view your dreams with hatred? I'm glad you came to this platform today, and Pastor Kambizi is going to drop some stuff so that you can progress on purpose. You can dream even in a dysfunctional environment, my friend, because my God can accomplish his purpose even through the sins of others. I'm going to give you three things, and I'm out of your way. What do you do when others view your dreams dreams differently? What can I do when others look down on my dream? What do I do? Because that's what the Bible says. When Joseph told them, I got a dream, the brothers were mad at him. When Joseph told his father he had a dream, his father even had issues with him. What do you do when you are surrounded, you are in a dysfunction where people look down on you, where people think it cannot be done through you, where people say, yes, it can be done, but it not through you? What do you do when your brothers are your dream killers? What do you do that when your dream killers are the people that you respect and you cherish and you celebrate? What if it's someone that you cannot live without? What can you do? What do you do, Pastor Kambizi, when others view my dreams differently? Well, here are three things you must do. You must trust. When others view your dreams differently, you must trust that God is often most present when he seems most absent. Woo! You must trust that God is often most present when he seems most absent. Because when you're dreaming in dysfunction, you wonder, where is God when my brothers are selling me? Where is God when my brothers are throwing me in the pit? Well, Joseph, you're thrown in the pit, but the Bible adds some information that says there was no water in the pit. Whilst God appeared not to be present, he was most there with you. I want to challenge a child of God who is dreaming in dysfunction. I want you to understand that, child of God, the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. You better get that. Oh, here it is. Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And I want you to understand, you must trust that God is most often present when he seems most absent. When you're dreaming in a dysfunction, there is no support to support the dream, but the God who gave you the dream in the dysfunction, you need to understand he already took the dysfunction in consideration. Whatever is against you, God has already put it in consideration. Everything that's against you has been considered by God. You need to understand, when God gives you a dream in an unlikely environment, God has already brought the unlikely conditions into the picture. God already has everything not working for you and working with you and not working for you. God has already put it all together. He's going to cause everything to work together for the good. You must trust that God is most often present when he seems most absent. And you look at me funny. My friend, can I talk to you? You can't tell that there's oxygen, can you? You can't smell oxygen in your room. You can't taste oxygen in your room. You can't see oxygen in your room. You can't touch oxygen in your room. But there's evidence that there's oxygen even when it appears most absent. Because you and I are alive, we are breathing. It's confirmation that even though we cannot touch oxygen, even though we cannot see it, we cannot smell it, we cannot taste it, it is there. Don't you ever understand that the God you serve, you must trust that he is often most present when he seems the most absent. Dreaming in dysfunction. Number two, Pastor Kambizi, what do I do when others view my dreams differently? Here it is. You must also trust that God uses the very things, God uses the very things that seem to kill the dream to advance the dream. Oh God, I wish somebody was talking to me right here. You must trust. It's a matter of trust. When others view your dreams differently, you must trust God that he uses the very things that seem to kill the dream to advance the dream. The jealousy in the family, it appeared that it was going to kill the dream. The hatred in the family, it appeared as if it was going to kill the dream. The dysfunction in the family, it appeared as if it was going to destroy the dream. The hatred in the family, it appeared as if it was going to destroy the dream. But God used the very things that seemed to kill the dream to advance the dream. They had to hate him enough for them to sell him enough and for him to become a slave in Egypt. He had to become a slave in Egypt Egypt, which appeared to kill the dream, because Potiphar was looking for a slave. Potiphar was not looking for an equal. Potiphar was not looking for second to Pharaoh. Potiphar went to the market looking for a slave, and God used that which seemed to kill the dream to simply further the dream. Joseph had to become a slave because Potiphar was going to be looking for a slave. And when Potiphar found him as a slave, he brought him home. Well, when he got home, Sister Potiphar appeared to kill the dream when she was physically attracted to this handsome black African boy, and she couldn't help herself. She wanted some of what the brother could bring to the table. And when she appeared to be killing the dream, and Joseph was thrown in prison, Joseph had to be in prison. So Sister Potiphar had to want Joseph, and Sister Potiphar had to lie on Joseph. God uses the very things that seems to kill the dream to advance the dream. And he was thrown in prison because there were people who were going to come to prison. They were not going to come to the marketplace. They were not going to come to Canaan, but they were going to be thrown in the prison. Well, when they arrived in the prison, Joseph was already waiting for them in the prison. That's the God you serve. You can dream in dysfunction because he uses the very things that seem to kill the dream to advance the dream. He was thrown in prison. He became a prisoner. He had done nothing wrong, and yet God had to use the thing that appeared to kill the dream to advance the dream. When he was there, then the Bible says he did what he had to do, and he was forgotten for 2 years. There's somebody who's listening to me right here, right now, and you are saying, Pastor, my dream is taking too long. Pastor, it's taking too long for me to do what God wants me to do. Pastor, I've been in this place for too long. Joseph was there for 2 years. Listen to me, because Pharaoh had not had a dream. If Joseph was going to leave, Pharaoh would not have found him. And so Joseph was waiting for God to use the very thing that seemed to kill the dream to advance the dream. The neglect of the cupbearer. Oh God, Jesus. You better start thanking everybody for what they're doing to you wrong. You better start thanking everybody for what they're not supporting you on. You better start thanking everybody. Listen, all things work together. The Bible says in everything give thanks. Why? Because God is using the very things that seem to kill the dream to advance the dream. If everybody loves you, they're going to jack up on God's dream for your life. If everybody supports you, they're going to delay you to get where God wants you to be. If Judas does not betray you, you are not going to get to the cross, Jesus, where you need to save the world. You better start thanking God for your Judas. You better start thanking God for the Peters. You got to thank God for those who betray you. You better start thanking God for those who deny you, because some battles are God and you and his purpose through you. Woo! You know what the Bible says? The Bible says they were not of us. That's why they left us. Because if they were of us, they would have stayed. But they had to go because they were not of us. Anybody who left your life was not part of where God is taking you, was not part of the purpose that God has for you. The brothers must remain eating food whilst you, Joseph, you are going to Egypt. The Ishmaelites are taking you to Egypt because that's where they are going. And Potiphar must come get you, Joseph. Can I say this to a dreamer out there? Somebody who is saying, Pastor, come busy. I've been dreaming. Let me just help you shift the way you think. Wherever you are right now, you are waiting for the purpose of God to come and take you. You are ready. And when it is right, God is going to bring Potiphar to pick you up from the slave market. God is going to get Sister Potiphar to throw you in jail. God is going to bring in the cupbearer to pull you out of jail, because Pharaoh has an issue, and God saw the problem 30 years before you were born. Friend, don't minimize the power of your dreams. I'm in America. I'm one of the top preachers and pastors in America. All the way from Africa, I had a dream in a dysfunction. I had a dream, and let me tell you something. Here's what's funny about it, dreamers out there. You need to understand that God uses the very thing that seems to kill the dream to advance the dream. See, you need to understand, by the time Joseph had some slaves messing up with him. Oh, God. Woo! Hear it. When Joseph got to Egypt and the other slaves wanted to mess up with him, are you ready for this? Joseph looked at them and said, brothers, I'm used to hate. My brothers have been hating on me. All 11 of them have been hating on me. So you slaves ain't going to intimidate me, because where I come from, that which appeared to kill the dream was actually preparing him to the next station of life, where he was going to meet people who had no care, people who didn't know him. But because he knew how to handle hatred in his family, then he could handle hatred outside his family. No wonder the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. You can praise God in the pit. You can praise God in the slave market, Joseph. You can praise God in Potiphar's house, Joseph. As long as you have breath, child of God, you better keep on dreaming. I used to complain. I used to worry. I used to want somebody to hook me up. But the day I discovered the sovereignty of God, that God is in control of it all, that God knows everybody, that God can accomplish his purpose through the sins of others. Not every blessing I have in my life came from people loving me. Some of it came from hate. God has a way of moving you out of a place where he wants you to live, however he chooses to do it. Some of you may say, Pastor, he betrayed me. Yeah, that's okay. Jesus was betrayed. Even Judas is a friend. I have a book of mine, if you don't have a book of mine, entitled Bad News Won't Change My Mind. I've got a book of mine, Bad News Won't Change My Mind. There's a nugget in that book that says even Judas is a friend. Even Judas is a friend. Even Judah and Reuben who sold you are friends. Why? Because God uses, trust that God uses the very things that seem to kill the dream to advance the dream. Here's number three, my friends. Pastor, what do I do when others view my dreams differently? Pastor, what do I do when others view my dreams with funny? Pastor, what do I do when others look at my dreams with scorn and spite? Here's number three, then I'm out of your way, child of God. You can dream in dysfunction. Number three, I've learned that if you... God, Jesus. What do I do when others view my dreams differently? I tell you what, whenever you have a God-given dream, people are going to look at it funny. People are going to look down on it. People are not going, it's possible, but they're going to believe it's like, they are not going, but it's not probable. Why? Because it is you. People always look funny at a God-given dream because his ways are not their ways, because his thoughts are not his thoughts. If people had to choose the best person to do it, they would never choose you. That's why they look funny on you. You are too fat for the dream. You are too tall for the dream. You are too black for the dream. You have a bad accent for the dream. People will always have 99 reasons why the dream cannot come through you. But child of God, after you trust that God is often most present when he seems to be absent. Number two, when you trust that God uses the very things that seem to kill the dream to advance the dream. Number three, this is it. Here it is. You must acknowledge, learn to acknowledge that people's rejection of you may be you must acknowledge when others view your dreams differently. You must acknowledge the fact that people's rejection of you sometimes means their salvation. You must acknowledge when others look at your dreams differently, you must acknowledge that people's rejection of you may be their means of their salvation. Okay, you look at me funny, come over here. Because the brothers rejected Joseph, it was their means for their survival when there was a drought. Some of the people who are rejecting you right now, Their rejection of you, their disapproval of you is their means of their future salvation, because they've already fathered you into the purpose and the place where God wants you to be when they need you. That's why if you are a dreamer, please, you cannot be a dreamer and be unforgiving. When you read the story of Joseph, Joseph had every reason to be bitter. He had every reason to be unforgiving. But Joseph is full of forgiveness. He is the one who told his brothers, "As for you, you meant it for evil, but God. You never hear Joseph saying to his brothers, "Why did you do this to me?" You never hear Joseph saying to Potiphar, "Why did you throw me in jail?" You never hear Joseph say, "Mrs. Potiphar, you lied on me." If you are a God-given dreamer, my friend, you must be a forgiver. If you are to dream in a dysfunction, you are not to keep a record of wrongs. Because when you thought it was your dream, it was a God dream to save the world. So sometimes you got to acknowledge that people's rejection of you may be their only means of their salvation. When Judas sold Jesus, that was his only means to be saved. Because when Jesus got on that cross, if Judas had simply said, "I'm sorry," like Peter, he could have been restored. Our rejection of Jesus when he came in is what got him to that cross. And thank God, because our rejection of him is the very means of our salvation. He had to die on the cross as one of us, identified with sinners, and yet he had no sin in him. Sometimes the rejection of somebody is their means of salvation. Sometimes that man who broke your heart, dreamer, you better start thanking God, because they rejected you, they left you. It was their means for their salvation. I'm telling you, you got to have a positive mindset when you look into life. Pastor Kabizi, well, what do I do when they view my dreams with fondly? Well, here it is. The funny thing, my friends, as we finish up, we're done. You can dream in dysfunction. No more excuses. You can explain your situation, but don't you have an excuse because of your situation? Yes, you can explain it, but don't excuse it, because there's no place for excuses for dreamers like you and I. We can dream in dysfunction. We can rise to the top. Why? Because there's a God who is in us. And we believe that he's persistently at work for the good of his people in the darkest of times and in the most unlikely of ways. Yes, we can dream in dysfunction, because we believe that both God's promises to us and God's purposes for us will be accomplished in us and for us, whatever the circumstance of life is. So, Pastor, what do I have to do? Child of God, dreamer in dysfunction, take advantage of every opportunity, because everything is an opportunity. When you take advantage of every opportunity, my friend, you're going to be empowered, because God wants to use you. Child of God, take advantage of every opportunity. If you are unemployed, take advantage of unemployment. If you are unmarried, take advantage of being unmarried. If you are a single mother, take advantage of being a single mother. If you are happily married, take advantage of being happily married. In other words, take advantage of every opportunity. And everything is an opportunity. Why? Because there's a God who can use and accomplish his purposes even through the sins of others. Pastor, I'm busy. How can I do this? Take advantage of every opportunity, because God wants to use you. When you take advantage of every opportunity, it'll empower you to flourish even in the midst of dysfunction. Aggressively search for meaning, child of God. Aggressively search for meaning wherever you are, because you need to understand that things that threaten to destroy you are eventually are actually preparing you. When you aggressively search for meaning in a dysfunction, because you can dream in dysfunction, you need to aggressively search for meaning in any dysfunction you find yourself in. And when you do, you're going to discover that things that threaten to destroy you will actually prepare you. Yes, the pit will prepare you. Yes, the slave market, Joseph, will prepare you. Yes, the prison will prepare you. So that when Pharaoh calls you, Joseph, you are coming in as a man on a mission. You need to aggressively search for meaning when God gives you a dream in a dysfunction. And the last point that I'm out of here, this was just a pick-me-up word. This was for somebody who is saying, Pastor, you don't know my story. I don't need to know your story. I know the God of your story. And the last thing, know yourself. In order for you to dream in dysfunction, child of God, you must know yourself. In order for you to keep to know yourself, here it is. Keep learning. Keep learning. Life is all about learning. If you are a dreamer, keep learning. If you are a dreamer, make your learning greater than your experience. If you are a dreamer, make your learning greater than your experience. Come on, dreamers, look at me, talk to me. If you are a dreamer, my friend, and God gives you a dream in a dysfunction, you must know yourself. Make your learning greater than your experience. Because you need to understand, Joseph, what this is not that. You need to understand, Joseph is the only man who lost his clothes at every transitional point in his life. Oh, God. He left his experience in order for him to start his learning. When he went to his brothers, before he became a slave, the Bible says they took his jacket and they sold him as a slave. When he was in Potiphar's house, when it was time to go, Sister Potiphar took his jacket and it remained in his hands. When he came to Pharaoh, the Bible says Pharaoh opened his wardrobe and took off the prison clothes and put him his own clothes. You need to understand, if you are a dreamer, there will be seasons and transitions in your life, and therefore, you must know yourself, because whatever you experience in the past is not ready for this moment. So you must always make your learning greater than your experience. If you're going to do it, dreamers will keep on studying and ending and studying and ending and studying and ending. And you better don't stop learning. God is never absent. You can dream in dysfunction. God is never absent. He is always behind the scenes, always working. And one of my kambiziology, I think I got to give it to you, something that keeps me going. This is what fires me up. And let me tell you something. Whenever you see a man of God, a woman of God who does great things for God, you need to understand that's a person who has got some serious personal pains that anchor him. Anybody who does stuff for God well, you need to understand God has got something in their personal lives just to keep them humble. And here's my kambiziology that keeps me going, makes me dream in dysfunctions. I went to every church I've pastored, I've left it better. I've walked into churches with dysfunctions, with stuff not even there. But in 6 months, some church I had to put a sign, put a bus. Another church, I had to put a whole roof on top of it because I've learned to dream in dysfunctions. People came to me, you're running too fast, slow down. No, no, no. You've been looking at this dysfunction for too long and we got to cut it off and get it done. Let me tell you something, child of God. When God gives you a dream, it's going to give you a share of suffering. When God gives you a dream, dreamers, you are going to suffer. Dreams are going to isolate you. And God-given dreams will always make you vulnerable. So if you feel vulnerable with it, if you feel lonely and isolated with it, being lonely does not mean you are alone, because God will never leave you nor forsake you. If there's a little bit of suffering in it, Hebrews says Jesus learned obedience by the things that he suffered. Suffering is necessary for dreamers, for us to learn to trust God. So here it is, the last kambiziology. You can dream in dysfunction. Pastor, talk to me, and I'm out of here. Here it is. Whenever you are in a dysfunction and God gives you a dream, always believe that the evidence of God's presence always outweigh the proof of his absence. That's what keeps me going. The evidence of God's presence always outweigh the proof of his absence. In Joseph's story, if you look at this story, my friends, if you think about it, do you really think when you look at Joseph's story, something that really gets me all the time, let me just read it to you here, something that really gets me all the time, when I read his story, do you really think it is, get ready, do you really think it is, let me say it again, the evidence of God's presence always outweigh the proof of his absence. Do you really think, child of God, that God was not at work in Joseph's story? Do you really think that God was not getting Joseph exactly where God wanted him to be? Because look here, in Genesis chapter 37, do you really think that the brothers just happened to pasture at Shechem, where Jacob just happened to have good reason to be concerned about their safety? Do you really think that Joseph just happened to wander in a field where he met a man who had just happened to overhear his brother's plans in verse 17? Do you really think that the brothers just happened to move to Dothan, which was on the main caravan route to Egypt in verse 17? Do you really think Joseph just happened to meet them whilst he was wearing the special robe that symbolizes the brothers' grievances and hatred toward him? Do you really think, child of God, the Ishmaelites' caravan on its way to Egypt just happened to pass by that particular place at that particular time that Judah wanted to sell them? Do you really think, child of God, that Reuben just happened to be away when the sale of Joseph was made in verse 29? Do you really think that the Ishmaelites just happened to sell Joseph to one of Pharaoh's high officials? Do you think it just happened that things, no, the evidence of God's presence always outweighed the proof of his absence. Child of God, you can dream in dysfunction. Go your way. Change the world. Make an impact. Be significant about it. Move from success to significance for impact. Make an impact. Save the world because God has given you a dream. Please, no excuses. Yes, you can explain it, but don't excuse it. Blessings on you. If you so happen to have time, please like my YouTube channel, Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi, Progress on Purpose, and my podcast. I'm going to put it on this very platform here. Please don't be left behind. We're getting ready for our revival. We're going to have two revivals in March. We're going to have one, Miracles in My Dead Places. And the other revival we're going to have is going to be, I almost missed it. I've got two weeks of prayers in the month of March. You don't want to miss it. If you want to be blessed, if you want to be a blessing, listen, invite somebody. Come on in, subscribe to my YouTube channel, like it if you do, invite somebody else to it. Child of God, you can dream in dysfunction. You can dream in dysfunction. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Everything works together for the good. Because God can accomplish his purposes even through the sins of others. Father, change the world through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessings on you. See you tomorrow, maybe.